Farming can be grueling work, and earning an income relies on many factors beyond a farmer's control, from weather to global price fluctuations. But one lesser-known challenge that many farmers face is access to affordable health insurance. BPR's Kathleen Masterson reports that a University of Vermont researcher is studying just how health care policy affects farmers trying to grow their businesses.
Taylor Hutchinson and Jake Mendel fell in love with farming and each other on a small educational farm out in California. When the two decided to take the plunge and start their own farm, they decided to head back east to where Jake grew up. Over the past 3 years, they've transformed 3 acres of his family's land in Starksboro into a small farm business, selling vegetables, eggs, and some meat through a CSA. Access to free land puts them well ahead financially of many starting farmers. But one thing they didn't initially factor into their business budget was health insurance.
We both came of age at the beginning of the Affordable Care Act. It's not something that we've really had to think about paying in full for a health insurance plan.
That's Jake Mendel. By coming of age, he means he aged off his parents' health insurance at 26. He kept that coverage beyond college under provision in the Affordable Care Act. Then Mendel switched onto a heavily subsidized plan through Vermont's Health Insurance Exchange. His partner, Taylor Hutchinson, is covered by Medicaid because her income falls just below the threshold.
It's a very fine line for me personally that I'm skating under right now.
And she's not alone. Across the country, access to health care and worry over its unpredictable costs are a huge business concern for farmers. And the stakes of going without medical care are particularly high in a dangerous business, says University of Vermont professor Shoshana Inwood.
One of the reasons why I really wanted to do this research is because a lot of my focus has really been looking at what are the components to building a prosperous and vibrant farm population. And there's been a lot of interest in how do we address issues around a shrinking and aging farm population.
Inwood is researching how healthcare affects farmers' abilities to grow their enterprises. Funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, she's conducting a survey of nearly 3,000 farmers across the country. Inwood hadn't thought about healthcare in particular as a factor until she conducted an unrelated survey in 2007. It surveyed farmers working the land in areas facing population growth and development pressures.
And we assumed when we got that survey back, we would get things like the cost of land, the cost of inputs, neighbors. The number one issue facing farmers was the cost of health insurance. They identified that as the biggest threat to their farm.
She says prior strategies to building a robust farming industry have focused on access to land, capital, and changes to market infrastructure.
But then you ask people, how many people know a farmer that has an injury or a farm family that has a chronic health issue or a mental health issue? And everybody's hand goes up. And that's the one issue that we never really talk about are some of those social needs that farm families have.
But Hutchinson and Mendel are talking about it. Right now, health insurance is not among their highest expenses. But that all could change. If their income grows, Hutchinson would no longer be eligible for Medicaid. Or their subsidies could go away if health care policy changes. Both scenarios would have very real impacts on their farm business.
So it's concerning now that, I mean, I just don't know how we could manage $800 a month when right now it ends up being like combined $60 a month.
The whole situation gets even trickier if and when the couple were to get married. That act alone would bring their shared income above the Medicaid line, meaning they'd have to pay a significantly higher price for health insurance. And then there's kids someday.
Something that I think about is when we have kids, in order to be able to afford the medical bills for that, as well as daycare, it is very likely that I will be stepping back from the farm. So it's something that I'm thinking about now is, would I get a part-time job or would I try to get a full-time job that I could get benefits at that would cover us all?
That calculation is not unique. Nationally, more than half of farmers also work off the farm. Historically, it's been women who work 2 jobs, but that dynamic is changing as more women are getting into full-time farming. Hutchinson says if it weren't for the Affordable Care Act, she likely wouldn't have health insurance.
I think that the subsidies have been crucial for us to have been able to start our farm and to be able to keep our personal costs ridiculously low for the first few years.
Hutchinson says she knows many are in the same situation. She's on the leadership team of the National Young Farmers Coalition and says she knows many young farmers either on Medicaid or highly subsidized insurance. And she says in a recent meeting, many farmers mentioned they're considering getting an off-farm job or even liquidating the business if the Affordable Care Act were to go away. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.